It is the Afternoon Cruise. I'm here chatting with Mike Walter, guitarist and leader for Early Planets. Walter and the rest of the Early Planets are celebrating the release of their new album, The Waits, In Between Music, on Friday night over at Metronome Brewery in Lower Town, St. Paul. Mike Walter, welcome to Jazz 88.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mike, can you tell me a little bit about your background, how you got connected with the jazz scene here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, absolutely. I went to school in Eau Claire, and that's a natural kind of breeding ground for people who end up in the cities. But I kind of came here through a long route. We went down to, my wife and I went down to Chicago. Then when we decided to start a family, we came back up here, and a lot of things just clicked into place.
Gotcha. And this new record, I really, really enjoy it. And this is really cool that you wrote all the tunes, and that's not all that common. I mean, a lot of jazz records have a couple renditions of popular tunes, or maybe there's just something that somebody else brings in, but it seems like composing is a pretty important part of what you're offering to the scene. How did you come to be really interested in writing, and how did you choose this band, Cody McKinney on bass, Corey Healy on drums, to be the vehicle for the tunes?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the standards. I love, doing versions of other people's tunes as well. But composing for me has always been something I did ever since I picked up the guitar. It was kind of a day one activity for me. And when I got here, I knew Corey. I didn't know him, but I knew him through someone that I knew in Chicago. And then Corey recommended Cody. And the three of us started playing, and it was just such a great environment for original compositions that it just kind of took off, and I wrote and wrote and wrote.
Is the reason it was a great environment because of the comfort? Like, you felt like Cody and Corey were like, oh, cool, great, we can handle this? Or was it more that they brought something special to your songs? What do you think made that trio a great environment?
Yeah, it's both of those. And I would say that we also, as improvisers and interpreters, we just keep growing. And so it's never hard to think, oh, what are we going to do next? Because both those guys are different musicians than when I met them 6 years ago.
That's beautiful. And it's nice, to see musicians willing to grow after already getting a degree in music and things like that. So you feel like none of those guys are sort of sitting on their laurels. Everybody's trying to improve and deliver more on their instruments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
On my laurels period. So I was just asking.
Well, and we should all be so lucky to get there. It sounds great.
I'm chatting with Mike Walter, who's getting ready for a release party. Are we doing the Early Planets or Early Planets?
The Early Planets for things that have that gravity, okay, that you need that. Gotcha. And then just Early Planets for your texts.
I'll get real public radio. I'm chatting with Mike Walter. He's the leader of the Early Planets, a group celebrating their debut release on Shifting Paradigm Records on Friday night at Metronome Brewery in St. Paul. How was that?
That was perfect.
Fancy. Let's get very unfancy. When I think of some of the big guitar players who I think influence a lot of guitar players, I often think, if you sound a bunch like a synthesizer, I bet you listen to a lot of Pat Metheny. Mm-hmm. If you sound like you listen to a lot of country tones, I often think you listen to a lot of Bill Frisell. Mm-hmm. And if you seem really fascinated by intervals, not full chords, but just sort of two notes and what can happen between those two notes, I think, oh, you might be a John Scofield person. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of how I connect with these things. I hear a lot of the Scofield thing. I don't hear you as a derivative of that, but I hear that funkiness and a little bit of that, like, what do these two notes do together? Let me explore them. And then I hear some of the Frisell stuff. I hear some country sounds, even in the music we've been playing from them. What influences am I missing in your recipe that brought you to who you are as a guitar player?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right with the Scofield and the Frisell, both those guys. The other two big ones are Jeff Parker. That's number one. Jeff Parker, his early albums, Like Coping, and then The Relatives. And now his new stuff with his new group is amazing. And then Mark Ribot.
Okay.
Mark Ribot, in just about any configuration, I was so into his Cuban project. And then I finally got into Ceramic Dog. For me, the singing turned me off for so long, and now it completes kind of his whole thing. And I'm just those two guys.
I dig it, and I dig all your influences. I like all those artists a lot. I'm calling you Mark Ribot now. Mike, you're playing on Friday night over at Metronome Brewery. Is the show with Cody and Corey?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's like when you're playing, you need those guys to do this thing, right?
I think the true early planets is those two.
The true early planets is the sound of Cody McKinney on bass and Corley Healy on drums. And, of course, our Mike Walter. I want to play this whole tune, or as much as we can get to, from Early Planets, from Donkey. Is there anything you want to say about it or anything you want to add before we wrap up this conversation?
Sure. This one, if you're going to try to connect the dots with Schofield, I think it's there. It's definitely kind of got that counterpoint thing to it. And this was one where a student didn't show up for a lesson. And that's when I do my best writing, is because I don't know how much time I have, and I just go at it.
Just knock it out. All right, this one is called Donkey. It's the Early Planets. The show is on Friday night at Metronome Brewery. Mike Walter, thank you so much for making jazz. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit us here at Jazz 88.
An absolute pleasure.